at 63,357, your prison term has surpassed the 10-year socialization threshold. Inmate must attend and complete state order pop cultural reintegration for the years 1999 through 2011. To aid in your pop rehabilitation, the universe has assigned the following pop culture specialists, Lisa Ledesma and Peter Vinson. Do you agree to these terms of release, inmate?
Yes, I do. And thank you once again for this opportunity. It means a lot for me and my family.
All right, so 2004, we made it.
2004.
Okay, can I tell Peter about 2005 really quick? So you know what I realized, Peter?
What?
Halfway 2004, where I went juvie, and I didn't get out until almost the end of 2006. So I also missed 2005.
Oh, yeah? You missed the whole year?
Yeah. Yep. I was never 16 outside of lockdown.
That's a long juvie stay, man.
And remember, kids, Bladder Control Beaver says, always pee before leaving this space realm.
2004. I remember very little, obviously, that from the outside thing. I don't know what the fuck's going on out there. But I do know, like, that Super Bowl in 2004, that was the one where the Janet Jackson had the nipple thing.
I did remember the nipple.
Was it? It was
that
the wardrobe mouthpiece.
That was the nipple, isn't it?
That was one of the few things, like, pop culturally or whatever, that seeped in, obviously. Because we had the Super Bowl, obviously, like, on, like, the day room TVs and shit.
I was just imagining the fucking prison just going into a riot because a titty popped out. like, the men just, like, hopping around like feral apes.
I mean, we had porn and shit. It wasn't like we don't, you know what I mean? Yeah, they had, like, you get, like, magazines and shit like that.
So you can get a magazine subscription? You can have, like, magazines sent to you in prison?
Yeah. You can get, like, pretty much anything, you know what I mean?
That's legal.
Yeah. But anyways, everyone thought that was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
That whole thing, it was staged so that they could take away the live TV, which they did after that.
Oh, shit.
They put a delay on everything. Yeah. Every show has a delay now. There is no such thing as a live show anymore because of that. So that's why everyone was thinking, like, damn. Because, you know, I mean, obviously a bunch of criminals are like, how's the government going to fuck us now?
Is it a fact that there's no more live TV? Or did they just make it so the Super Bowl is...
No, there's a 6-second delay on all live televised shows now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see Nip? Was it full?
No. She had like a pasty on.
I mean, if you were going to do it and you were going to stage it, if it was me, I would just go full Nip. Like, do it or don't do it. You know what I mean? I honestly, at this point, would there even be a controversy? Like, I've seen Miley board shows with a pasty on.
Lil' Kim did that before the Super Bowl halftime show thing. She went to, like, the Grammys or, like, the VMAs, something like that, with, like, one of her breasts out. And there's, like, a pasty on it, but, like, literally, I think it was Diana Ross? Like, somebody who did a co-presented a award with her just, like, reached across and, like, gave her
a... this, right? Boop, boop. Yeah.
Boop, boop. Nice.
I know that you are an encyclopedia of all kinds of facts, but I like to imagine that you're not, and you just have an encyclopedic boob memory.
Every
boob.
Boobopedia is a real thing.
Is that the one that catalogs like the boob moments in every TV show of where you can see someone's boob?
No, that's like Mr. Skin.
Mr. Flesh.
Is that Mr. Flesh?
Mr. Skin.
Mr. Flesh is much creepier.
Mr. Flesh.
Mr. Flesh is like his incel brother. He just can't. A little off.
You know, looking up the picture of it, it's not actually a pasty. It's like a silver.
Of Lil' Kim or?
No, of Janet Jackson. It's like a silver star that doesn't cover the nipple. It's like a nipple adornment.
It goes around
as opposed
nipple.
To a nipple. Yes.
Yeah.
Like the actual nipple portion of the nipple is encircled with a silver circle that has fanning out from it, sort of like a star. Like the areola is little like sun rays almost, like a medallion that was supposed to represent the sun with a hollow center. Like, and the hollow center has been placed around her nipple, and the sun rays are like branching out over the areola in every direction.
Was it a nipple ring? Because it looked like a nipple ring. Like a big ornamental nipple ring is what it looked like.
That's
on
what it looks like.
But I was also in prison fucking 20 years ago and in a day room TV, so.
According to Wikipedia, it's a nipple shield, whatever the fuck that is.
I was going to say, it sounds like something that would like shape her nipple to be a pleasing looking nipple. And not
through a dress.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she had anything to do with this. I'm saying that somewhere along the line, the overall consensus in prison was that the government staged this whole thing. If the parties involved had any foreknowledge, that's non-consequential.
No, I think the interesting conversation surrounding this is how we all, or not we, but society really blamed Janet Jackson for that whole thing. And if something like that happened today, I don't think it would have the same outcome.
No, it'd be Justin Timberlake ripping fucking people's clothes off.
Calling it a wardrobe malfunction is basically the same thing as saying Justin Timberlake did it.
He did it. Like, have you like, I don't know, man. I'm whatever, but I watched it because I found out it was 2004 and I was like, dude, he straight up just like rips her. Like, it had to have been planned, dude. That's what I think. It was a whole stunt. I think it was
It's a tearaway cup.
Yeah.
Like, that portion of her top is obviously made to be detachable.
Yeah. It looks staged. Like, what else? He reaches across her chest and like pulls and it comes off. Like, what was he trying to do when he did that?
Pinch her nipple. But she had a nipple guard on to make it unpinchable, and then he tore it asunder in recompense.
Justin Timberlake is a known nipple pincher. Okay, beep, boop. And everyone knows.
This podcast made possible by listeners like you and by our sponsors. Bork's Big Bull Bong Bargain Bar. From Bug Tussle to Tarzan, Texas, if you need a big bull bong at blowout bargain pricing in Texas, then Bork's Big Bull Bong Bargain Barn has you covered. That's Bork's Big Bull Bong Bargain Bar.
Oh, welcome to Bork's Big Bull Bong Bargain Barn, where we got bulls the size of Texas. That's right. Welcome to Texas, everybody. Tired of those little bowls that only give it a couple hits? This one takes a whole Aussie ounce lid. That's right, a whole big old bong bowl at Bork's Big Bowl Bong Bargain Barn. Hey, you looking for mushroom posters? Blacklight, we got them. You looking for change for your wallet? We got them. Looking for big old black cones to go in the back of your pocket like a real Hesher? We got them at Bork's Big Bowl Bong Bargain Barn.
Okay, I have one more thing that's kind of related that's to bring it up while we're in Devin's area. Do you know who else went to prison in 2004?
Who?
Martha Stewart!
Boom, boom. Nice. But there's one more fucking thing that came out in 2004 that I do know about.
Okay.
I never watched the show. Apparently, I don't even know if I knew anyone in prison to watch the show, but I feel like everyone was always talking about that shit. Lost premiered that year, 2004.
Well, that
I've never seen it, but all I know is people were always talking about it, and then they were hella pissed off. It was kind of like the Game of Thrones of 2004. It was like, oh, this is going to be so fucking good, and then it just turned to shit.
It wasn't nearly as good as Game of Thrones.
Excuse you.
This is not nearly as good.
I know nothing of Lost. This is what I know. A plane crashed into an island and some people got lost, and then they found like a future city, but there was dinosaurs that chased them or some shit. Is that what happened?
No.
Nope, that's the show.
Replace future city, the 1950s bomb shelter, and dinosaurs with polar bears and smoke monsters.
Yes. All right. You're not that far off.
That's close.
Polar bears and dinosaurs are not that similar.
Both walk around and shit.
I think Lost done a disservice by when it came out. I think if Lost had come out in the last 10 years, it would be one of the greatest shows of all time. It really suffered from the fact that it was on, was it on ABC or something like that? It was on like TV.
Yeah, it was a network show.
It was on ABC.
So network, remember, it was all about the network getting to 100 episodes. Like every show, like that's what you wanted. You wanted syndication. You wanted to make more, more, more. Like each season had like 20 episodes and there were 8 fucking seasons. It was just too long. Like, if that show had been that story told in 4 seasons, it would have been, like, the greatest.
How many seasons was it?
I disagree entirely.
You do?
Oh, yeah. There's not enough story in those 8 seasons to fill 4 10-episode seasons.
I thought it only made it to, like, 2, maybe 3 seasons. I didn't realize it made it that long.
I was using 4 just random. You might be right about that. My thing that I always go back to with Lost is the first season. So, Devin, the way that the first season is structured is basically, it starts with a plane crash on an island. And it's just chaos. You don't know any of these people. It's just like what you would see if you just fucking woke up, right? And so as you're watching all these people try to get their shit together, try to live on this island, you're learning little bits about them. And you're assuming these things about them by the way that they look or, you know what I mean, or act in this moment of chaos and as they're trying to survive. And every episode takes one of those people from the plane and it zooms back their story. And every fucking time, it just blows your expectations out of the water. Like, every time you're like, oh, this guy who looks athletic and he looks stupid, and you make these assumptions, right, about who this guy is because of how he looks, how he dresses, and maybe how he acts in, like, 1 minute. And then you get to hear his whole story, and it's just fucking great. Those first two seasons, while they were still doing that, Peter, was, like, so good, right? So my whole thing is, I think that they wanted to keep pushing that story. They couldn't, like, let it end.
If I wanted to find two words to describe the experience of watching Lost, prison experience would be pretty high on the list.
Which one would be high on the list?
Prison experience would be pretty high on the list.
Come on, boys and girls. Let's get up and have some fun with Cosmo the Clown.
Kids! Check out Cosmo the Clown's all-new line of toys, like the all-new Baby Hill Demon Snuggly and Skanky Baby Doll, now with realistic lesions. New Baby Hill Demon Snuggly has a sharp snuggly body with an oh-so-jagged, greasy body that's great for embraces with the Oblivion. Baby Hill Demon Snuggly and Skanky Baby is a wonderfully specious first baby doll. Shake Up Flask Time, made for pint-sized pointers and big-time dumb, designed for litters 18 months and up. This flask is filled with eye-catching, colorful real human teeth that rattle. Baby Hill Demon Snuggly and Skanky Baby Doll now with realistic lesions.
Imaginary bugs sold separately.
Brought to you by Limited Intelligence Toy and Conspiracy Division.
For real though, back to 2004, just to say about Lost is it really is a time where we're making the transition to what's it called? Like prestige television, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Lost is kind of
prestige television.
There.
The golden age of TV will start in a couple of years. Absolutely.
I would say, well, when does it start? It feels like it starts around this time. I mean, I think you could make an argument that Lost could be the beginning of that. If you're as big a Lost fan as me.
Is that what you're saying? Like when TV went out of whatever and streaming came in? Is that what you're saying?
No. The golden age of TV is the point at which there was so much prestige TV being made that a person could no longer watch all of it, I would say. I would say the first inklings of prestige television is like The Sopranos. Oz, too. Oz actually predates The Sopranos, too.
The Sopranos was like 98 or 99.
Yeah. That's the birth of the modern prestige drama.
Lost was the first, like, one that was prestige level of art, but it was on fucking... Lost can hold up there with a lot of the big shows that you think... Mad Men,
Holy shit.
It holds its own.
You're saying Lost is as good as Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Mad Men wasn't that great, okay?
Whoa! Mad Men's not good, but Lost is prestige drama. I don't see it.
For ABC, do you know what was on ABC before fucking Lost? Like, not anything close to that caliber.
Urkel was on ABC before Lost.
Urkel, exactly! America's Funniest Home Videos.
The first season of Lost is proof that there could have really been a good TV show made about a bunch of people who were lost on an island. But that's not what Lost is about. Lost isn't about anything. Lost is a writer's room full of guys who the modus operandi of let's make this intriguing and then they don't do anything else. They just create further deepening levels of intrigue that never pay off. There's no payoff to any of it.
I quit the podcast.
You are not in the confident hands of the storyteller because they have no idea how anything is going to be paid off.
That's not why.
When they set it up. The whole show is just set up.
That is actually not true because I'm Damon Lindelof's biggest fan. It's not true. It really is. There was a plan for Lost. The story was decided. It was supposed to be purgatory, right? There was a whole story, but it was on ABC. And like I said, the mission of network TV was as many episodes as possible, because you want to get that shit syndicated, you want to play it over and over and over. That's the way the TV model still was back then, remember? Like, they cared about that kind of shit. It's like pre-streaming, and that's the reason it got so stretched out. It was not the creator's fault, it was the contract that they made with, it was ABC, wanting more. You gotta keep it stretching, keep making content, okay?
Problem with that ending is not that it was stretched out over too many episodes, it's that it's bad, that it's not compelling and it doesn't make sense. The problem with Lost is that it was written by a writer's room full of people who, at least at that end stage in their career, didn't understand the difference between a mystery and being mysterious.
I disagree. When was the last time you watched it?
When it was on?
Well, it's very good.
No, it's not. It's not good.
You need to rewatch it. Yes, you do.
I disagree.
You don't even remember what any of the shit did. You said nothing happens of all these mysteries. They matter. They all pile on top of each other. There's things to figure out.
Taste is what it is. Taste is what it is. There is no true be-all, end-all answer to any matter of whether anything is good or not. But my opinion is that Lost is pretty far away from a good television show.
My whole point of this was that Lost had a shit ton of potential. That was my whole argument.
Yeah, super good at baiting the hook. Really good at, like, being intriguing. Oh, don't you want to know what this means? We wish we knew what it means, too. We don't know.
It did make it into prison. I'll give you that. It made it into Zeitgeist so deep that it, like, snuck over the prison walls in someone's fucking butthole. Someone fucking keistered fucking
Jesus
Lost
Christ.
And got that shit right up in prison.
Dude, keistering a DVD set of Lost, for some reason too, like, you'd be so pissed off because when they release those DVD sets...
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a DVD set.
You can fit a whole season of a show onto like one or two discs, but every fucking DVD set of a season of a show you got was on like 7 or like 8, like 10 fucking DVDs for no goddamn reason. When you were trying to shove that thing up your ass, you would be fucking pissed off that they didn't put that shit on 2 CDs. Absolutely. You guys had to put this thing on 10 discs in a giant oversized collector's box with inserts, bonus footage, and behind the scenes content. Like,
the disc era is definitely the worst, like, keystering media era.
Thumb drive, baby.
You know what the worst part of that? You think the hard part is fucking keystering in that fucking box set? You try fucking keystering in the big ass fucking DVD player. Fucking, the cord keeps fucking falling out. Looks like you have a fucking tail and shit.
It does blow my mind how many friends I have that have keistered stuff into jail. That they got away with it, and like how much of it there was for like some of those, and like that they like not just got in there with it, but then had it the whole time. It's like, I'm like, the prison system doesn't fucking work, dude.
Here's the thing. Every one of those transports or like going into places like that when they fucking check you, they do the check. They're like, hey, drop your shit. Fucking cough. I'm not fucking looking. Because they don't fucking... You really want to fucking stare at fucking gross buttholes that haven't fucking showered in fucking 2 weeks? Like, that's right. Not what somebody wants to do at work, dude. They're not looking super fucking close.
Shit.
At, like, that's their job that day. They're not like... They're like, oh, you got the butthole shift today. And you're like, fuck, dude. The butthole shift? I had the butthole shift last week. And that's all you do for like 12 hours. Just fucking look at dirty-ass buttholes. No one's enjoying that. If they are, they shouldn't.
Like,
that's a fucking different issue right there.
Through prison are not the buttholes you want to see either.
No.
At all.
They're hairy. They're not waxed. They're not bleached. They're not tanned.
Look, okay, you have a very high butthole threshold, Peter. I don't need my butthole. I don't need the butthole I'm looking at to be powdered. And this is what a butthole should be. Bleached. Waxed.
Tan. I said tanned. Why would you bleach and tan your asshole? You're gonna bleach and tan your asshole?
Yeah, because you need the smooth. You need what color?
I want my buttholes shaved, waxed, bleached, tanned, hickory smoked, dipped in chocolate, deep fried, dressed in ranch.
And then lightly.
Yeah.
In a world driven by innovation, where technology meets culinary artistry, we introduced you a true culinary revolution, Crypto Gravy. Are you tired of the same old gravy, dripping with tradition and predictability? Imagine a rich, velvety gravy that's not only a feast for your taste buds, but a feast for your portfolio. Crypto Gravy, the world's first digital gravy that you can eat, sell, and trade as an NFT. Crafted with the finest virtual ingredients and seasoned with blockchain technology, Crypto Gravy offers a taste experience like no other. Here's where it is truly revolutionary. Our gravy is stored securely on the Cheese blockchain, ensuring the integrity and traceability of every drop. Say goodbye to gravy fraud. With Crypto Gravy, you're not just indulging in flavor, you're investing in the future of cuisine. Watch your portfolio grow as you savor every bite. So, whether you're a seasoned crypto enthusiast or simply a lover of fine dining, Crypto Gravy is the fusion of taste and technology you've been waiting for. Taste the future today. Visit CryptoGravy.can and start your culinary journey on the Cheese blockchain. Crypto Gravy, where flavor meets finance. Unleash the potential of your palate. Disclaimer, Crypto Gravy is a culinary innovation and investment opportunity. Please do your research before investing in any cryptocurrency. Gravy consumption may result in extreme satisfaction and may not be suitable for those on a low-nonsense diet. Crypto Gravy by Limited Intel Technologies Rambling Ransomware Division.
So, 2004 is the year where Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California.
Oh, I remember that. I lived here. I lived in California.
Do you know what one thing Arnold Schwarzenegger did for California? Put in and finally pushed through the bill to make sex with dead people illegal in California. Because prior to that, 6%, 6% is a number that I just came up with that might be correct.
Wow.
Was of the tourist dollars that came into the state.
This is why you have to, this is why you have to
of California
sharp,
before Arnold Schwarzenegger was from necrophilia. Factual statement that I could have made.
You made that up. But I do think you're right because I'm pretty sure there was a law. Listen, there was a law, like an anti-sodomy type law, that kind of umbrellaed zoophilia, like, or bestiality, necrophilia, and it lumped in gayness, right? So at some point in the 90s, they were like, we canceled it. Like, we're not, this law sucks now. So there was a period where it was like, so technically it wasn't illegal. Bestiality and all that stuff wasn't illegal for a little while. And then they had to make that its own law.
I think I just realized something too. I think I know why they chose the word bestiality, because the word bestial has sort of a negative connotation. And when you said zoophilia, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cute. You know, like zoophilia, it has a pleasant ring to it.
It does.
Tell me.
No, I did not Google that.
I saw you were Googling something.
No, I did not.
Okay, you had like private browsing on. Oh, that's a nine. What is that? No, that the whole zoophile thing is part of my sick, twisted descent into the darkest corners of the internet that I like to go. Not that I look at zoophile shit. Don't take this out of context to make me feel like a crazy person. I like.
No, you're doing a fine job. Continue.
Like, the fucking craziest people on the.
You
internet.
About boar?
And there's like a whole corner.
There's people who jerk off to like pictures of like orca whales open mouths and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know about.
Yeah, but there's like a specific kind of like there's a specific like boar is like a vast subject matter that with lots of different like types. And one of the things is people who are into quote unquote. Maw shots, which is people who the pornographic material is like pictures of like open predatory animal mouths, like a big open lion mouth, and they're like, oh yeah, that's a tasty maw shot.
That I have never heard of that. This is what y'all were doing in 2004.
This is okay. We need to have like a separate podcast called like.
You're right. Glad I was
on topic.
In.
Let's get back on topic. Okay, let's get back on topic. So.
No, we're just talking about Vore. I go inside. Did you record? No, we just talked about Vore. Fucking zoophilia for 2 hours.
This podcast is powered by LI Technology. When you're looking to give your business a crippling disadvantage that traditional AI companies just won't offer, think limited intelligence. Intelligence that offers comfort in an unforeseeable future.